One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A wide angle welcome, everyone. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And no matter what is going on at the world out there, this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And particularly this week, here's the challenge. How does one possibly trace the higher level meanings of a coronavirus journey thus far, while also extracting the clear emerging lessons within our personal lives, never mind the broader societal implications, all within an hour or less, while staying true to the purpose of the Conscious Caregiver Show? Well, I'm certainly up for the experiment. How about you? Yes, we will touch a little upon certain aspects to do with the elderly, but I think we'll spend more of the majority of our time together on how we're each taking responsibility as citizens, no matter our caregiving status, because these are unusual times and they demand out-of-the-box questions plus answers for all of us. And while I do embrace the wisdom gifts that friends look to me for, it took even me a while to come to grips in figuring out what this turning point in history means for all of us, both individually and collectively. And luckily, I now believe I have, at least from my perspective, but one that others are mirroring too. And this is what you're going to receive today via our theme of COVID-19, A Conscious Look. I'd love to start with a few slices and dices from my journaling, and one of those I call a timeline of major milestones, or a pictorial history, if you could open my journal and see it, where I trace stage by stage since January of 2020, what has been occurring around the world at large. And though we've since learned that the first cases were actually reported and probably suppressed in November 2019, as tragically evidenced by the death of one of the first whistleblowing doctors, I see this as follows. Remember the government and other authority figures blithely emphasizing via news conferences, oh, trust us, we have this under control. And this is a critical issue we will come back to around placing our fates into the hands of so-called experts, followed rapidly by the first departures out of China, suggesting that this may be bigger than we think, resulting in public panic, as forever captured by images full of carts of toilet paper and other strange choices like essential items where dishwashing liquid stripped off the shelves, made the cut, but edible rice, beans, pasta, and other non-perishables did not. And then a fairly rapid realization within less than 2 months that we're in this together. And this is a phrase I don't entirely agree with, and I will explain why a little bit later. We next have a grieving cycle parallel, and I witnessed from one person lately, after I penned my own model, mine is on the collective level, hers is on the individual, that we went through stages like denial, where in hindsight, those same authorities are now stamped with a big duh across male and female foreheads for underestimating and underreporting the seriousness, followed by shock or exponential virus spreading via cruise ship, plane, and other travels, plus the infamous bell curve via media depictions. And that then was accompanied by the fear-based stockpiling, overreactions, and outright anger, as evidenced by impatient grocery store lineups, plus fights over parking lot spaces. We came to bargaining at two levels as afraid officials strove to desperately backpedal under cavalier attitudes while deaths plus medical shortages mount and the unconscious public adopts at best a lazy attitude to social distancing if they have to in order to save their asses to this day. As to sadness, I find mixed sentiments where, you know, many do remain selfishly disappointed in the shuttering of their favorite pubs, but they are equaled by growing signs of true humanitarian compassion toward frontline and healthcare professionals now themselves losing their lives. But by no means have we reached acceptance, because that would denote a level of personal and collective maturity we are far from embodying. And sorry for this assessment, but not really. Now, there are marketeers out there that I also have to call out, because this is a very potent way for you to know about so that you don't fall prey to them. And I don't refer to $300 hand sanitizer. I'm talking about profiteers like marketeers on steroids, whereby coaches and consultants are nefariously striving to fill their coffers during these desperate times in a very recognizable way, one that you will realize once I've clued you in, because their initial emails read as, oh, buy my hundreds of dollars of program because I can save you. Naturally, like any self-serving individual worth their salt, they rapidly recognize that such gambits don't work. And so they've morphed their offerings into, oh, how can I help? As if they're suddenly angels on earth. Yuck. Good thing that this station has a codicil, and I'm laughing, whereby the opinions of the host belong to them singularly, and I don't mind saying this with a smile and a laugh in my face and voice, because all I know is that the line is razor thin between those who are genuinely here to support versus those who are portraying their harmful aims under the guise of making a difference. And as we prepare for our first pause, I'm rather interested to ask what you're thinking and feeling so far. If I've offended you, good. I obviously then hit a hot button for you to examine. If I've already caused you to look at COVID-19 from a higher level view, then that too would be excellent. And we will do much more of that when we return, because I have to admit that I am frankly disgusted over how many people's unattractive and mercenary choices at this delicate time are not helping us at all. And yes, you will see as we go along that those are a choice. And you will never dissuade me in the sense that I think a best phrase I've come across so far to describe the worst of the worst is zombie apocalypse. It's not my term, folks, so don't shoot the messenger. And don't worry, this is not going to be an hour-long diatribe, negatively speaking. I also have examples of definite hope and inspiration. It's just that my integrity demands of me to share some awful examples in order to heighten self-awareness along with a broader collective social responsibility. So I'm sure that we're going to be having a break coming up, and I look forward next to sharing some maybe we'll call them some negative examples of humanity based on my journal reflections. So stay with us, everyone. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify.
Have you ever felt like no one is listening, or you're not getting the honest attention you deserve? Do you even know the kind of attention you want or need? You are not alone. Alice Aspen March is here to help. Thanks to Alice, through her epiphany and research over the word attention, there are solutions to the attention dilemma. Worldwide audiences have been enthralled and engaged for over 40 years with her visionary and pioneering observations. The kind of attention we get and give is vital to improving our lives and society. Alice and her weekly guests review game-changing insights for transforming and improving our understanding of attention, providing techniques for creating healthier and empowering behavior. Get a new perspective on a mainstream word. Tune into Why Our Attention Matters for fresh and thought-provoking conversations every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on boldbravemedia.com and the TuneIn Radio app. Dr. RC will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and tune in radio as Dr. RC will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm, of course, your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and today we're doing a conscious look at COVID-19, whereby in the first segment I traced several sets of journeys, like what's happening on a broader collective level. Then I likened it to the grieving cycle, followed by warning you about profiteers who are trying to take advantage of this challenging time, and how I want to warn you so desperately to not fall prey to their nefarious schemes, shall we say. Now we're going to go into some examples from my journal reflections, and I want you to really pay some good attention here because it's all about self-awareness and other awareness. And we are going to start with a story that I now call The Lettuce Handler. And it's in contravention to everything that we are learning about social distancing right now. Comes from my local grocery store. So, picture this scenario. I'm there with my husband. He has a lot of underlying medical issues. So I decided to go into the store alone, let him wait in the car peacefully, and just kind of go in there. I'll say some more as we go along about that. But here's what happened. So good. The store had a portable hand washing station. It was monitored by a staff member. So all of us duly washed our hands. Great. And then I got soon to the fruits and vegetables section. I'm standing back, maintaining my distance, as most people actually are, but then I witness this woman picking out of the cubby holes at least 4 to 5 lettuce bunches, examining them, no gloves on hands, face mask down, picking them over, putting them back. until she selects her one. Now, I did have to buy lettuce that day. So imagine how horrified I was that that this could go on. So you've got the station outside of the doors where you enter. We're all channeled through one door coming in. Good guidelines, but then there's this individual. I really think in hindsight, for those who know me, it's lucky that I did not trot out my warrior woman and go up to her and say, what the, you know, are you doing? Anyway, I wish that that terrible instance was all, but then a less than a week ago, a very exclusive, quote unquote, family-run grocery store locally was yet charging $30 for a canister of disinfecting wipes that should normally cost one-fifth the price. And it was by a blazing entrance sign next to a stack of paper towels. But in this case, I am heartened that the story immediately made it to the nightly news, generating an, oh, we're so sorry, oh, our mistake, this will never happen again apology. At least some people are now having the guts to call out this crap, and I applaud them. Too bad, though, that the memo did not apparently reach a well-known North American funeral chain, and I'm not going to mention them publicly, but they're now advertising in my online Canadian Association of Retired Persons, which is like AARP newsletter online, that, we have all of our services available to you. And as my husband sarcastically said, maybe we should invest in coffin manufacturers. OMG. Is this company actually bargaining in on cashing through a bunch of deaths? One does have to wonder. All I can say is I am glad I did not chase them after they silently disappeared from being a guest on this show. I have to say, I think we're too integrity-based on this broadcast. That's what I conclude. And then there's a local radio station which lately instituted multiple Monday to Friday call-in slots where those sheltering in place can now share how they're feeling. However, careful, because there was a woman who stated, and I quote, "When I drink, I get really brilliant ideas, like I can start a hair cutting salon." Okay, needless to say, the host politely ushered her off, but I will add that the province or state for our American friends of Ontario continues to consider liquor stores an essential service, while thousands of small businesses and restaurants will probably close their doors forever across the coming weeks. And I say about that, yikes. Even if I understand the rationale to keep the addicted out of hospitals as the daughter of a former alcoholic. Only now in Canada are our citizens flying back to our Toronto Pearson Airport are forced into a mandatory 14-day isolation period at the risk of significant fines and or jail for violators. And to me, this is a perfect example of a little too little, a little too late, given the thousands of citizens who already flowed through one of Canada's busiest airports in February and early March, having to endure what I put on Facebook as nothing short of a human cattle pen. And it's at the best of times that it looks that way. So if you've ever dealt with the snaking, germ-laden lineups, you'll believe me. I actually think a veteran calling into the same local radio station said it very well. He said, "We sacrificed our lives for you by going to war, and you can't even stay inside for 2 weeks to protect us?" Bang on. You may actually want to check out some great shares I did on my Facebook page, Carol Ann Hamilton, about what Anne Frank endured during the Nazi occupations of World War II. And then you may get a different perspective upon this enforced shutdown. Now, as we again head into a little bit of a pause, I say, okay, have you had enough? Well, I do think it's vital to show you how unconsciousness is showing up in so many guises nowadays. I do hope you will stay with me. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Dr. RC will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and tune in radio as Dr. RC will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
Certified professional coach Pamela Reeves can help you with your relationships. Motivational and image coaching are just some of the ways she can help you enhance all aspects of your life. Her book, Is It Love or Merely a Sick Attachment?, helps readers clearly distinguish healthy, loving relationships from toxic ones. Ms. Reeves has put her words into action through Ray of Hope Kenya, an international initiative that provides outreach to victims of abusive relationships there with the goal of helping them rebuild their lives and the tools to avoid abuse. Ms. Reeves operates various business interests through her umbrella network, Nella LLC, and credits her success to her diverse work experience. Whatever your goals, whether striking a balance, reinventing your image, or simply lifting your lifestyle, Pamela Reeves will help you achieve them. Your life, your call. Dial 410-902-5715 or email Pamela at pamregeo1@verizon.net. She's also on the web at pamreeves.com and on Twitter at Pamela_Reeves.
So glad, everyone, that you are with us on this timely and important show. We are coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, where we are talking today about COVID-19, A Conscious Look. And I was just showing you in the last segment the way that unconsciousness is showing up in so very many guises nowadays. But I also want to turn the tide, if you will, toward how that translates for us both individually and collectively. And so let's kind of go there next. Now, I will pick up on my disgust over people's ultra and unattractive behaviors during this significant period. As I declared with a treasured friend, I would just love to take a vacation to Mars right about now. And in unconventional fashion, which is kind of predictable, she retorted, "Are you sure you would like what you discover there?" Well, I roared with laughter. But I countered with the cylindrical device that American astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson employs to travel the outer universe on his reprise of the original Cosmos series, for any of you who know it. And ensconced within my energetic equivalent, I would love to take you next on a journey of individual learning, because as always, it all starts and ends there for yours truly. As much as our broadcast, and I recognize it, has been thus far opinionated, because I prefer it, let's now turn to an objective explanation from American author and scientist Greg Braden about how the novel coronavirus actually operates. We've all, I'm sure by now, seen those spikes around the virus cell. And in fact, by itself, the virus is dead, as in not alive. Those spikes are designed to attach to receptors on human cells in order that in that fashion it can invade and thus replicate its DNA. So I just said, that you have all these cells in your body, they've got receptors, but unless and until your receptors are able to receive the virus, it cannot penetrate you. Now, why is that important? Because Braden's experience, backed up by his research, proves that we should not actually be counting on big government or other authority figures and experts to save us. Instead, we need to become masters of our own fate. And that is proven by my grocery store example, just to come back to the lettuce aisle. Because you've probably heard the phrase mind over matter, and that's what we're talking about. Because notwithstanding the chain's precautions around washing statements and, you know, singular lineups, at the end of the day, I suggest that I needed to enter that questionable environment with one mindset only, and it was this. The mindset, I shall prevail no matter what. I deliberately went in while leaving my more fragile husband in the car, as I said, and it was with a strong warrior woman energy, peacefully crossing items off my list while maintaining an energetic, impermeable bubble around me that holds in place to this moment. So you're thinking to yourself, maybe, Carol Ann, you mean to tell me that you think you can fend off this slithery virus demon through mindset alone? Yeah. And I don't just imagine it, I know it. Because we've got Greg Braden, but we've got excellent work by international lecturer Dr. Joe Dispenza, who does leading research about the brain, Michael Sandler interviewing women's health advocate Dr. Christiane Northrup, and they are all pointing to the same thing as we are here today. Bottom line, we are such powerful beings, and we have no idea how to harness this, but really only a fraction of our capabilities. And that's why I'm here to remind you of this fact. So sure, wash your hands, but would that practice have necessarily saved me from innocently picking up a head of lettuce, handled without gloves by that woman, had I not been alert from a distance? And especially if I had underlying life-threatening issues. I do doubt it. So yeah, take vitamin C, black elderberry is good, mushrooms to boost your immune system, breathe to calm the nervous system, strive to keep your interior alkaline. After all, we have moved from what Braden calls containment, or horses out of the barn, to mitigation. And that means striving to lower the effects. And I agree 100%. However, we require much higher consciousness than that to get through this global experience transformed. Because that's what it's really about. And as we prepare for our midway pause, I would just like to summarize again where we stand, because we've traced from multiple viewpoints already, and I've more than cited examples from my personal life and introduced mindset as one way to prevail through this supposed crisis. Because after all, isn't it supposed for the "this too shall pass" walking dead, who refuse to see the possibilities for lasting learning plus change? And so we're going to take a look next at the consequences for society, because I will tell you that one of my largest pet peeves about how we're discussing this novel coronavirus is overuse of the term unprecedented. Now, why do I feel that way? Yes, it is something most of us have never seen before. That's true scientifically, in this form perhaps. However, to claim we have never had pandemics in history is to negate the Spanish flu of 1918 to 1920, for instance. Indeed, there actually do remain on planet Earth people old enough to remember, even if they were young at the time. Never mind Ebola and SARS. SARS in 2002, 2003, that hit Toronto big time. Do you remember those? So we're going to head into a little bit of a mini history lesson, shall we say. And I do believe it's going to be unlike the typical content that's out there. So With that said, we may start it a little bit and then we'll take the pause. I take you back to 1517 when German monk Martin Luther pinned his 95 theses to the door of his Catholic church, denouncing their sale of indulgences. And those were really pardons for sins, whereby he was questioning papal authority. And that's the perfect place to just send you into a pause to think. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Stay tuned, everyone.
According to the American Nurses Association, there are approximately 3.5 to 4 million nurses in the United States. So where do all these nurses work? What kind of roles do they have? What kind of education and training help to prepare them for so many different settings? What kind of impact do nurses have on patient outcomes? The World Health Organization has announced that 2020 will be the Year of the Nurse, honoring the 200th birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale. An international initiative called Nursing Now is underway to raise the profile of nursing. The National Academy of Medicine has convened a committee to create the Future of Nursing 2020 to 2030 that will focus on how the nursing profession can create a culture of health, reduce health disparities, and improve the health and well-being of the U.S. population. Learn more and join Joyce Batchelor on All About Nursing, Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the BBM Global Network.
Escape from Hell, A Woman's Story is a passionate book that tells the true story of author Rhonda Knutson's journey through the darkness and adversity of abuse. The book takes readers on an emotional trail from the depths of despair to the heights of forgiveness and understanding. She was inspired to help others, and her book is a vital tool through this process. Faithful to God and devotional to her beacon of hope, Rhonda Knutson is a perfect example of finding a guiding light that helped her come through the dark and into the light. Her book can assist you in overcoming your challenges with abuse. The publication of Escape from Hell, A Woman's Story is a triumphant achievement, and it can help you take ownership of your own experience of abuse and come through stronger than before. Rhonda is currently working on two more books, Shadows of Corruption and Coast to Coast on a Piece of Toast. To read more about this inspiring author and purchase her books, visit RhondaKnutson.com or go to www.amazon.com.
And how excellent is it that you have chosen to be with us today? Not like some of you are feeling you have many options except maybe to tune in. But in either case, I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And we are talking today about COVID-19, A Conscious Look. And just before that last pause, I was introducing the notion that it was 1517 when German monk Martin Luther questioned papal authority, and he was actually excommunicated on April 17th, 1521 by an imperial council called the Diet of Worms. Now, Worms is in Germany, and the spelling of it, though, is like what English-speaking folks would define as worms, W-O-R-M-S. Personally, I find that hilarious as a Protestant who went to church in a Lutheran context throughout my younger years. Yes, in Worms, Luther was made a heretic. Anyway, we can't spend all this time on history. So what do the heck have these events to do with COVID-19, you may ask? Well, glad you did, because for the astrologers in the crowd, Pluto has returned to the sign of Capricorn. And what does that mean? Well, when it does, it's all about the breakdown of the structures of society, often considered the end of the world as we know it. And this phenomenon happens rarely, but when it does, it's earth-shaking. And Martin Luther's Protestant Reformation was just one example of when these same forces were at play in history. Now let's bring ourselves back into the present moment with American author, spiritual leader, and activist Marianne Williamson, because she has been doing some very eloquent meditations and reflections, and she smokes out in those a dangerous myth that COVID-19 came out of nowhere. Personally, I do concur with her assertion that if this nervous breakdown in our civilization had not arrived as a pandemic, it would have been in a different form, like nuclear weaponry. Indeed, many nations have been distracted and quite uncaring about our responsibility to the planet. So I do agree with her that this is a wake-up call from being irreverent, careless, and reckless, I quote. Now, British statesman and philosopher, I just don't see his name right now in my notes, but he lived from 1720, I think Edmund Burke or something like that, Sir Edmund Burke. He lived from 1729 to 1797, and he would surely agree when he declared, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." And that's why it's mercifully bringing me great personal hope that there are exponentially growing signs of people who are actually getting it. In fact, I literally cry, and I do hope to hold it together today, as do journalists like Nora O'Donnell and Lester Holt, because there are restaurant owners closed down who are using their kitchens, surrounded by armies of volunteers to deliver their meals to shut-ins, and that's young and old, or CBS's Steve Hartman, who has transformed his on-the-road profiles into online classes for children, and those regard topics like kindness, altruism, and compassion. Isn't that wonderful? Or a girl handing her neighborhood garbage collector her drawing of gratitude for his service on a safe distance stick, but it did still make the man all emotional, to use his term. Or there's the photographer who's offering free porch photos of families to remember this important time in history. And especially increased caring for those overlooked plus diminished until now. And that includes nurses, fast food delivery people, retail employees in food industries. Yeah, funny enough, isn't it, folks? Yeah, sure, they can be diminished and downtrodden during normal times, but now suddenly we need them and now they're wonderful. I sure hope that that's one of the trends that actually continues as a learning following this significant time in history. Meanwhile, I saw the other day in The Guardian a profoundly disturbing xenophobic trend coming out of Beijing toward quote-unquote filthy foreigners, whom they claim as the cause for a potential second coronavirus wave. And OMG, we so do not need this, people, as blue skies return to Wuhan for the first time in how long. And that's why my fears about whether humanity will simply return to what psychology literature calls a normalcy bias will prevail or not, like a desire to return ASAP to how things used to be, which would defy the real purpose that this was all about in the first place. And so we're going to round the bend as we continue toward the top of the hour. And I would like to leave you with a question to contemplate. And it would be this: if you had only one awareness, as in one thing, that has struck you so far from this show, what would it actually be? Now, for some of you may be saying, gosh, that Carolyn is like on a roll, and is she ever the most opinionated we've ever heard her before? Yeah, that'd be okay. But I would love to know what you're actually taking away and learning from this broadcast. So when we do come back, I want to start to bring together everything we've said about COVID-19, and it has been from historical, societal, and individual viewpoints. So we're going to do that one too, according to several slices and dices. And one of the tools we'll be using is something that we call in coaching the balance wheel, Now, I will not have time to go into all of the eight sectors of physical health, emotional, mental, spiritual, relationships, as in family and friends versus significant other, including career, financial, learning and growth, fun and recreation. But I'll certainly try to cover as many sectors out of that, both societally and also individually, as I possibly can during our remaining timing. We'll start with societally until we do pause. And on the consumer front, I will certainly beg each of you to remember that the names of those shameful companies who strove to price gouge and please exert your purchasing power by boycotting so that they are forced to close up shop. Now, on that note, this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Mike Zorich, a three-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a six-time national placer, including 2 seconds, two-thirds, and two-fourths. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorich, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorich has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global Network. If you're a person caring for someone living with dementia, then this program is for you. It's designed for families and friends coping with the challenges of caregiving. The foundation of care, Susan Kohler believes, is communication. Innovative Dementia Care with Susan Kohler provides strategies to keep the lines of communication open between you and your loved one, increase quality interactions, decrease the burden of daily care for you, the caregiver. Join Susan, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network. Susan and her guests will share techniques so you can facilitate your loved one's ability to safely follow your instructions, participate in daily activities, and express daily wants and desires. To learn positive solutions, creative ideas, and practical strategies that will build a healthy foundation of care.
And welcome back, folks. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, speaking with you about COVID-19 today, a conscious look. And just before I carry on about societal and individual learnings, I am preparing, as in preparing, my voice to sing you how I feel about this. And I am going to channel Bob Dylan, who recorded The Times They Are A-Changing in 1964, 56 years ago in January. And so you'll forgive me about the voice tone. You'll have to imagine the harmonica playing between stanzas, but I think this will really say a big part of what I want to express with you. And I'm trying to fit it in while a deeply cherished listener is hopefully tuning in, because I promised her that I would be doing this, and she is listening and waiting with avid attention. Okay. Hang on, like I had one of those pitch things. Okay. Here we go. Come, come, gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times, they are a-changin'. come writers and critics who prophesy with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again, and don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming, for the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Pay attention to this next stanza. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Come, mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. The light it is dawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing. Well, I couldn't have sung that with more conviction if I had tried. Oh, my heavens. Okay, let me regroup, folks. You're patient with me. Okay, back to my requests on a societal level. Heavens. Okay, consumer, please boycott those who strove to price gouge, and please exert your purchasing power in the future so that they are the ones forced to close up shop, or advertisements from folks like car dealerships stating, oh, we're here for you, and who ought to better focus their oomph behind retooling to manufacture ventilators. I might suggest that we summon some of the Rosie the Riveter spirit of World War II, just saying. Financially, well, personally, prime ministers, presidents, and other heads of state can declare all they want about mortgage, property tax, or other relief measures. All I know is that the feet on the street communications say it all. Like the crashes in Canada, where you can no longer apply for employment insurance in person, where systems are screwed, mortgage deferral applies to a select few once you read the fine print, and then there's healthcare, probably the most contentious topic of all. And because I bleed with my heart for my American friends, and where 37 of your 47 pandemic centers have been closed over the past few years, and now resulting in scrambling to prevent hundreds of thousands of deaths by virtue of the latest reports. Well, I will say something about my Toronto contacts, and that was my husband's latest hospitalization, and I'm so grateful paramedics did come in here, but they were not wearing masks, folks, and they did not know when I called whether they were actually dealing with a COVID-19 related environment. No, it was not that. But how would they have known when I first phoned the dispatcher? So I just think that that was taking an enormous risk for all concerned. And no, in case you're wondering, do we have adequate supplies at the moment? Yes, we do. So let's please become a little conscious. And individually in health, that returns us to the lettuce handler, and stop this every man for himself mentality. Maybe we could appreciate the fact that some of our largest grocery stores in North America actually would be able to contain 6 grocery stores of the largest sort on Caribbean islands that I have traveled to personally. So can we appreciate the food and the supplies we do have? I guess I'll just stop there. Mindset-wise, though, apart from the standard advice to check in on others and value time with family, can we please understand that disregarding warnings to maintain birth at local playgrounds is not respectful? For instance, oh, so you're suddenly a parent, maybe you're thinking, trying to entertain a bored tot, Carol Ann. No. My point is that now everyone suffers due to taped up swing sets because Toronto's parks have been denied like access due to the seriousness of community transmission. Now we're going to wrap up in a moment. So we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
MJ Domit is the owner of Expect to Be Empowered, a company whose specialty is empowering people to live their best life by following their heart and accepting themselves unconditionally. After studying and making personal changes, MJ now focuses on giving others tools for self-empowerment. She provides individual and group workshops for people who are physically, emotionally, and spiritually blocked. Inspired by her work at Expect to Be Empowered, MJ authored the book Waves of Blue Light, Heal the Heart and Free the Soul, with accompanying empowerment cards. She is a Spirit Book of the Year Gold Medal Living Now Book Award winner. And her book is a number one Amazon bestseller in spirituality and was a 2012 Gold Medal winner recognized as the Living Now Spirit Book of the Year. An inspirational speaker, MJ will show you how you can repurpose every area of your life. Your life did not just happen to you. You chose it, which means you can change it. Visit www.expecttobeempowered.com or call 866-264-8024.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
So as we approach the top of the hour, this is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm, of course, your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we're just extracting the remaining lessons and conclusions that come from this broadcast on COVID-19, A Conscious Look. And in the learning realm for us as individuals, I would just issue my dire plea that we please use this so-called cooped up period to cease what is essentially an adrenaline obsessed rushing that's normally associated with work and overbooked after school activities and weekend schedules, to look deeply at issues that are normally avoided or numbed in various ways. Because when it comes to numbing, I wonder, is no one asking why it takes this to get through a normal day, like the numbing? Anyway, when all is said and done, I pray that we maintain some logical and supportive new practices that I have actually become aware of. And one of them comes from my primary care physician, or GP in Canada, being able to report blood test results lately by phone, rather than hauling my ass in for every little thing, when everybody knows that it is often merely a provincial cash grab. Sorry to say, but true. Speaking of true, there is the service that a friend who is battling weeks-long lung infection, as he tries to recover from lymphoma, he actually was able to reach out to a doctor within an hour the other day to have a Skype consultation, and this was followed by sending the essential antibiotics prescription to his phone so that the pharmacy could deliver the package to his front door, all within the same afternoon. Yay! Beautiful example. And so, bottom line, back to this phrase, we're in this together. Why I find it somewhat trite is because it should never be used as an excuse to count on the famous, quote unquote, someone else to do something productive during this unique historical period. Each of us is called forth to learn something from this and to stop playing spectator. So on that note, I'm going to ask you to consider between now and next time, what is one takeaway that you will implement from COVID-19, a conscious look? I would think that there were many, because it has been a very wide-ranging, hence wide-angle, broadcast that encompassed history, society, individually, and even some singing. Now, unlike the profiteers out there, if anything at all that we have said today has resonated for you, I would just love to know that. You can even send me an email to carolann@carolannhamilton.com, and you can always check out what I'm up to in the world at copingwithuncopableparents.com. You'll find there a readiness session ability, but I'm not even so much focusing on that today, folks, as much as I'm actually just inviting you to use this period of time to consider your life deeply, to look at who you're being in these, if you want to look at them as enforced moments. I know I have extroverts around me who are going a little bit crazed with the shut-in aspects. Of course, if they had have asked the introverts around them, we're kind of used to this, and we gain our energy from being on the inside. So for us, it may be less hard a time, but let's also understand that everybody is coping with this crisis in different ways. But I think, like my Spreaker description will read, I'm referencing the fact that today we're all about both the crisis and the opportunity that is embedded within this period in history, and that is for the benefit of humanity's development and evolution. And that's where it encompasses caregivers and otherwise. Now, you can always get my archives at boldbravemedia.com, but I will sign off because I love it in my usual way. You've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and see you next time for the Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to the Conscious Caregiver with host, Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Paying with Interact Debit can help save small businesses from higher credit card fees. So we asked them what they'd do with that savings.
If more people used Interact Debit, I could use the savings to add a little more stock into my store and actually start a few more community initiatives.
We could use that money to grow the business and reach even more people with our message.
We would save lots of money, and then we'd be able to open multiple locations across Canada.
Pay with Interact Debit. Our lower fees can help save small businesses money.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.